I have my lovely, lovely guest, Dr. Deborah Pardo, who's taking photos. Very good. We can all do this now, can't we? So, Deborah, this is my guest here today, Dr. Deborah Pardo. I'm going to give you a quote, actually, because Sheryl Sandberg said, Chief Operating Officer, she said, we need women at all levels, including the top, to change the dynamics, reshape the conversation, to make sure women's voices are heard and heeded, not overlooked and ignored. So that was a really interesting quote that was put up on the Homeward Bound Project website, which I thought was fantastic. Dr. Deborah Pardo, a postdoctoral researcher based at the British Antarctic Survey in Madingley Road, has been selected along with two other UK women scientists. They are Dr. Rayan Miller and Dr. Andrea Fitchett to join an all-female team of scientists for a three-week trip to the Antarctic Peninsula as part of a major global research. Now, the project name is Homeward Bound. I think it's called Homeward Bound 16. Is that right, Deborah?
Yes.
Yes. Well, welcome. Let's really Hello. Lovely to have you here. It's so, so nice. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the expedition, first of all?
Yes. So thanks for having me today. It's really a pleasure for me as well. So it's much more than an expedition, really. It's going to last the whole year. That's why it's Homeward Bound 16. And it's going to last also for 10 years. That's why it's Homeward Bound 16. It's a project starting from Australia, from a leadership expert, Fabian Dattner, and a postdoctoral researcher as me, who just became a mum this month, and she's working in Antarctic research. And I got together with the fact that women in science are really underrepresented in the highest responsibility. So they wanted to do something about this. And so they felt that one of the main things they could do is to create a network of 1,000 women scientists over 10 years. And I've just been selected for the first year. So the whole point is to put us together with 78 women selected for the first round. We are already working on selected projects together. There are many different projects. I'll come back to it later. But it's really to have us start getting connected and start producing outputs in education, in outreach, in plenty of domains. And also, we are representing as many countries as possible. These sessions, I think we are 11 countries. So we are just three in the UK and I'm the only French. So it's quite a honor, really.
That's fantastic. Antarctica. Why Antarctica?
So why Antarctica? Because first of all, it's a very remote place, but the effect of climate change are particularly striking there. It's 75% of our drinking water over there, and it's melting at a rate it's never been before in the past. We can see that based on ice cores that have been digged out from Antarctica. And so we are all the 78 women are working on different aspects of climate research. So we're going to have a science training over there linked with what is particularly observable in Antarctica. The second point is that we want to make noise. Because we're a crew, an all-women crew going to Antarctica, the media is really interested, and the people as well, they want to know more about it. And Antarctica is really a mystical place, and it's been explored by adventurers in the past, and a lot of tourists want to go also now. So it's really a strong thing for us, and it's really, passionate.
Yes.
And the third point why we're going to Antarctica is that we're building a strong team spirit, and this is going to be an incredible experience for all of us. And
so tell us about the expedition. Are you living in what sort of environments are you living in?
We're going to be on a ship. It's called the Ushuaia, and it's leaving from Ushuaia in December for 3 weeks. We're going to travel the Drake Passage and go down to Antarctica and go around different sites every day. We will take a zodiac and go visit scientific bases.
What's a zodiac?
A boat. A small boat.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
You're really getting into the technical terms already. Yeah, fantastic.
And visit scientific bases. Meet researchers there, also go to historical points, for instance, on Elephant Island, where Shackleton was stranded with his crew.
That's right. I did read about that on the website, that you're going to explore that part.
Hopefully. And we're going to see penguin colonies that are declining and learn about that. And that's also where I can try to step in with my research and give some information that I know, because I'm working on albatross demography and how their populations are declining with climate change and overfishing. Yeah.
So, Deborah, you do a lot of talks to schools as well. I know we haven't touched on this, but it is fantastic. So can you just tell me, how will Homeward Bound achieve its goals? What, I mean, I know that's a big question and you can't answer it all today, yeah, but a little part of it will be
so
as good.
The two main goals of Homeward Bound are to help women achieve higher leadership responsibilities and to show that there's a strong connection between empowerment of women and action toward against climate change at the scale of the planet. So the first goal is going to be tackled by Homeward Bound by giving us, during the expedition, but also before, because we're starting actually this week, the best available leadership, strategy and innovation training. So the core team in Australia is working hard to gather specialists from around the world and to also have them on board with us to give us the best training possible at the moment.
And the training will be now up until the expedition, is that
yes,
right? Is that a constant? Is that a weekly or a monthly?
I don't really know.
No.
I know that this week we have the first 2 hours strategy webinar with the specialist. Yep.
Of course, webinar. That makes such a lot of sense, doesn't
webinar,
it?
Webinar, because we're 78, we're spread out in the whole world with different time zones and it's quite complex.
I think that's incredible, don't you, that you can get 78 women from all over the world to be trained on one particular project by webinar. I mean, years and years ago, that would have been an impossible task, wouldn't it?
It's the magic of internet. We're already
exactly
in contact every day with different groups of women from the crew, and we kind of know each other already before going on the trip. It's really exciting.
Fantastic. So I know we've asked this, but we've touched on why women, because I mean, one of your particular interesting sentences here, which I read and I thought that was fantastic, was women are more affected by climate change and prone to change in both developing and developed countries. Now for me, that's really interesting, because we all think that we're in developed countries, we can manage the social aspect, we can do it all, but actually it affects both of us, doesn't it?
Yes, so I've made a bit of research on this, and it's quite striking, because we know that women in developing countries are responsible for gathering resources, taking care of their family, gathering water, firewood, and also taking care of the community behind all this. So when there's a catastrophic climatic event, it's the women that are more affected. Also because when food starts lacking, they are sometimes, because of cultural things, they have to eat after the men, or they have to go and gather water much further. And also because of the pregnancy and breastfeeding, they have higher nutritional demands and they're more fragile, really. So they're more influenced by climate change. But when there are climatic problems, and it's been seen in the US after the Katrina hurricane, violence against women, physical and sexual, are more common. And
what, during a catastrophic
after
moment?
After a catastrophe, because the resources are more scarce, people are more tense, and they start beating women up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very common.
So if you bring that back into your expedition, you are trying to work together to try and overcome this by...
So because of this particular relationship between women and climate, because it's also been shown by studies in developed countries, in our countries, that women are more aware of climate change and they're more prone to change. So if we manage to have more women in leadership, in particular in science and environmental policy, we can potentially have a much different vision than what has been done so far, because it's mostly men out there, and potentially a stronger effect, because we need change now.
Yes, yeah. I couldn't agree more, and I'm really absolutely in awe of what you're doing.
Thank you.
If we go on to how will Homeward Bound Expedition communicate? This is the most important thing, isn't it? Because it's great doing what you're going to do, but you've got to get this message across, haven't you? So are you going to do a bit of the astronaut peak during the... Are you going to communicate from the base that you're going to be at? From the boat, rather, so not the bait. From the base. Will you be communicating...
We don't know that because the internet stuff is not sorted out on the boat. But there's a lot of communication happening already. We have an official press team from the Homeward Bound Project, and they are doing official press releases. And it's been shown